City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
It is the weekend. Well, it might be. It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and this is Bloke Talk. This is a radio programme, a radio show that involves people talking about kind of blokey stuff. I say it might be the weekend because a lot of people are listening to this on the podcast, so if that's you, we'll do the obligatory good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And if you're listening to this on Listen Again, then whatever time of the day it is, hello. And if it's a Saturday, hope your Saturday's going well. If it's a Sunday, hope your Sunday's going well. I think that's all bases covered. I'm Duncan. I'm here for the best part of the next 60 minutes, and fellow people in the studio here at City Talk 105.9, or maybe in your iPod, are Toby Gillies, who's to my immediate left. Hello to you.
Good evening.
And also the female voice of Bloke Talk, which is Laura, who sits to my far left.
Hello.
Hello. So we're here, and we talk about stuff, and this is one of these rare things in radio and media where we just kind of like, no, there's no script here, there's no kind of format, we talk about stuff. And I've been getting emails during the week from people. There are people who now download this onto their iPod and walk the dog. Listening wow. to this radio program or this podcast.
Have they been telling you in great detail exactly where they are, what they do, that sort of thing?
I've had an email from someone who fancies Laura. So I know you've got you've got a break from Dave. Is that still ongoing?
Yeah,
Look at the smile.
I'm getting very excited here.
You've got a bit flushed there. So is the break still going on?
The break's still on.
From Dave?
Yeah, from Dave. So
the rave.
Well, I wouldn't call him Dave the Rave, but the break's still ongoing. So who's this guy that funds
it? Well, I can't say too much because the thing is, he's attached. It transpires, but the point is, he might not be for long.
Rubbish.
And you know, would you not go there with an attached man?
Nope.
Would you not dabble with someone who's in a relationship or married?
No. Nope.
Why not?
I just would never do that.
Why not?
Because it's against everything.
It's against your principles.
Yeah.
Really?
What would happen if he came on to you several times and made it very clear that you were what he wanted, and that if it was a success, then he would leave his partner?
No, because if I was what he wanted, then he could leave his partner before getting with me. I would never do that. As you know, speaking from just coming out of or being sort of in the middle of a long-term relationship.
Having a break.
Yeah. If someone ever did anything with Dave, then I'd be absolutely devastated. So I would never do that to anyone else, particularly if it was someone's wife.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. I think it's good to have principles. So many people don't know. That's the thing. You see, I know someone who's in a situation at the moment where, and I'm not going to mention them because it'd be wrong, but they're a friend of mine, and they're married, but they've met someone else. And this spark that they have and this kind of like electricity, this energy that exists between the two of them is amazing, which he's never had, you know, with his wife. And
that's never had with
never her. Had with his wife. And, you know, what he's experiencing now is something he's never had before, and he doesn't know what to do. Because part of him is saying, this is wrong, I shouldn't be doing this because I'm a married man. The other part's going, blimey, where did this come from?
When he met his wife for the first time, and while he was with his wife and when he was marrying her, did he think at the time, this is very much the one, this is the best thing that's ever going to happen?
Have I ever told you the story about my friend Cookie?
No.
Have I not done that? Have I not done that on this show? I'm looking at the producer. My friend Cookie, great man, best man at my wedding.
What's
fantastic
his real name?
Bloke. I'm not going to say that. But, you know, my mate Cookie, and Cookie works in radio and he lectures people on how to do radio sometimes. And Cookie, he's a great guy. He's a little bit eccentric. Smokes a pipe occasionally, but he's all right.
I can imagine you with a pipe.
No, I do. I have several pipes in my collection.
Brilliant.
Yes, I have a bent Hungarian. That's my current favourite. That's a big bowl and it's got a curve. But that's a show for a different day. Anyway, so Cookie actually shacked up with someone. They bought a house together in the wilds of Surrey, where everyone wears corduroy trousers and hush puppies and that kind of stuff. And he bought this house with this particular person, and he thought that was it. You know, he'd met this person, and, you know, I know that he was planning eventually to marry her, and they bought this place together. And actually, you can argue that buying a house together is actually a greater commitment than getting married these days, can't you? Do you know what I mean? So he made that commitment, and, you know, he said to me, and what happened was he met someone else. Have I not told you this story?
No.
Turned out to be a lecturer at his college. Must have been telling on a different radio show. Anyway, he met someone else who was a lecturer.
Is this? I think you've started at this stage when you were telling us about the Facebook story, weren't
you?
Well,
possibly.
A few weeks back.
Yeah, it's kind of linked to that. Anyway, the point was he met this other woman, and he basically, you know, he fell in love with her. As a result of that, he left this person that he'd bought the house with. They're no longer together. Bought a house elsewhere, okay? And subsequently got married. Without telling anyone, they went to some, you know, little remote location and got married. And we got drunk one night. And close, you know, if you're close to a fellow, you know, if you're close to another man, you do that occasionally. Sometimes the whiskey bottle comes out and you just think, tonight we're going to get hammered, okay? And that's what happens. And that's great. It's a great situation.
Very true.
It's so true. And more men should do it because that's when a lot of stuff comes out. And Cookie and I did that. And he came out with this great line. And I can just about remember it because it was before I slipped into the despairs of an alcoholic haze. And it was, he said to me, what I thought, okay, and this is quite clever. He said, what I thought was Coke, i.e. the fizzy drink, the real thing. Remember the advertising campaign?
Yeah.
He said, what I thought was Coke turned out to be Pepsi. And he said to me, he said, it's really bizarre because I bought a house with this person. I thought, this is a person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. It's absolutely perfect. It's great. It can't get any better than this. All of a sudden, he meets someone else. And what he thought was the real thing when it comes to love, you know, your heart goes boom when you cross the room and all that jazz. You know, so he met someone else, and it's just like, my God, this is nothing like what I've been used to. So it can happen.
He did it the right way as well, didn't he?
Well, he broke the heart along the way.
Well, no, I understand that, yeah. but that's, you know, that's an unfortunate part of it. But at least he left and then got met the new person, yeah. Went off with her.
Well, there was that kind of slightly embarrassing crossover.
Ah.
And that's the problem, isn't it? Because morally, that's quite bad. Because you know what it's like. If you're a bloke, you're going to hedge your bets, aren't you? You're going to be thinking, well, you know, maybe, oh, you know, and then
what if?
And that's what happened. But I illustrate that point because, you know, whilst I think law is very principled and that's a great thing, and I think that's the right thing morally, not that I'm a moral judge, you know, sometimes just when you least expect it, someone will bowl you a googly, that's a cricketing term, and that'll be it, I'll knock you for six.
I think people get swept up in the excitement of it, though, just because it's something new. And it's kind of exciting and...
Do you?
Yeah, they're just being a bit naughty by doing it, so...
Well, that kind of sense of, I shouldn't be here, I shouldn't be doing this. The rush, the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Do you?
The secrecy of it.
Because that's kind of short-lived, really, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure there's lots of occasions where it doesn't work out. Once it comes out in the open and once they've left their partner or their wife, then...
I can give you a very good example
of when
something like that didn't work out.
Yes.
I've never talked about this in public before.
Well, I'll talk about it on the radio.
When I had my first job in radio, I went down south and I was down on the south coast. And it was
where were you?
In Torbay.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Okay, Deliverance
nice.
Land.
Nice down there at Parts.
Yeah.
It was basically, to cut a long story short, there was a young lady there who walked in and we got on very well, but she was engaged. That was it as far as I was concerned.
To her brother?
No, not like that down there.
Well, I've been there.
Well, I didn't meet them. Yeah, then, anyway, you obviously mix in different circles to me. And, you know, we just became very good friends. I absolutely didn't think any more of it because I knew she was engaged. Yeah. He was really nice. I became quite friendly with him.
Yeah.
One night we went out, work night out.
Yeah.
Everyone got quite drunk.
Yeah.
And she kind of tried it on.
Yeah. With you?
With me.
How did you try it on, just out of interest?
She sort of did the sort of leaning in thing
that I think men
are supposed to do. Well, we were just dancing on the dance floor.
Leaning in?
And she sort of leaned in for
a
kiss.
Leaning in?
Do you know what I mean? The sort of...
No, I don't.
Lunging in for a kiss.
It wasn't like a lunge. It was like the sort of...
A lean.
It's the sort of thing that if you're going to have a passionate kiss with somebody else...
Yeah.
You both sort of do the slight lean in.
What were you dancing to?
Oh, I can't remember.
You can remember. What were you dancing to?
Nothing romantic. It was probably, you know,
Build
Me Up Buttercup or something like that.
Wurzels,
you know?
Or something. Yeah. All right, this is my hand, okay, and this is her face. Just so Laura and I are left in no area of doubt. How did she lean in? How does the lunge?
She sort of went like that.
Well, she had a nervous tick.
She's.
So that happened. She leaned in. Yeah, and actually, to be fair, as a bloke, you kind of think, hang on.
I was really, really shocked.
Yeah.
I was really shocked. I was like, Why? I also didn't have an awful lot of confidence when it came around to women
so
at the time.
But you kissed her.
No. I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't.
What did you do?
No. I didn't. But to cut a long story short, I didn't kiss her because I was like, "You're engaged. I'm not into you like that anyway. I've never even thought of you like that."
Yeah.
It happened again a couple of weeks later.
Right.
And again, I was like, "I'm not doing this."
Yeah.
But she sort of said to me the next day, "Actually, I really like you."
Yeah.
And I was. Said you're engaged. Yeah. It's not something I've thought about.
Right.
But obviously, you do start thinking about it. At
yeah, of
that
course
point.
You do.
I bet you have thought about it.
And I genuinely hadn't.
I genuinely hadn't.
I even surprised myself that I hadn't thought about
see,
it. To be
honest. I like you, Toby. I can't believe you're sitting here going, "Oh, I never thought about
I
it." Because you see, as a man, I can tell you. And I believe I'm representative of most males. Listening to this at the moment, doesn't matter whether or not it's at the weekend or on the podcast, it will be a case of like, men, even if they work with a woman, they would have thought about what it was like to go to bed with them, because that's what men do.
I think
even if they don't fancy them, they
thought
about it.
Well, like. If you want to think that, you can. It's neither here nor there when it comes to this story at the moment, basically.
So you didn't?
I started thinking about it,
right.
And I realised, actually, you know, I clicked with her better than I'd ever really clicked with anyone else.
Oh.
It was all great, blah blah blah. Then when it happened the third time, I was drunk enough to respond.
Wow.
And to cut the whole thing down.
Don't cut it down. What happened next?
Well, I sort of responded and it became a sort of 3 or 4 month very, very intense relationship.
Affair. Did you trade cattle and everything? So you had an affair with someone who was engaged
to
someone
engaged.
Else?
She had bought a house with him and everything.
And sorry, I wasn't listening fully earlier. So this other bloke was someone you were working with?
No. He didn't work with us.
He didn't? Oh, no. So the two of you worked together. What did he do? Farmer?
He was...
Fisherman?
Do you know, I can't remember what he did. He was... I just remember that he was a bit of a fitness guru.
Yeah.
And very
Not
into
in the
motorbikes.
Navy, I hope.
No, he
careful.
Wasn't. No. Right. None of that.
Yeah.
So
you had an affair?
It lasted about 3 or 4 months, and she insisted that she would leave him for me, and she loved me, and all that.
Yeah.
Used to have to, you know, drive her home and to park further down the road for her to walk up the road. So,
stop for
so
a second.
See me.
She had a flat.
A house, yeah.
A house that she lived in with him.
Yeah.
Okay, and he was there all of the time.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to that house when he wasn't there and she was?
Yes.
Great, let's talk about this. What went through your mind?
That's terrible, Toby. I can't
I did
Toby,
go there.
I'm so ashamed.
Sitting
nothing,
here listening to this.
Nothing happened
we were
in
talking
that
about,
house.
Last even. Week we were talking about you buying your cutlery from IKEA, and now we find out that you're a serial... Well, I'm not
what
sure.
What's just a cereal?
Can I just
happened once.
Toby, I bet she had more than one plate in her flat as well, didn't she?
Yeah. I've got 5 plates in my house.
And cleaned her toilet.
Yeah.
Right. So the first time, so what went through your mind? What was her name, by the way?
Her name was Laura, funnily
Laura.
Enough.
Laura.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't this.
It wasn't
just,
her.
Just to clear it.
So what went through, because I'm fascinated by this, because maybe one day, not now. I'll tell you a similar story.
Whoa.
But what went through your mind when the first time did you stay the night at that house?
No, I never ever stayed at hers.
Yeah.
I refused because I said I couldn't do that.
But you
the worst thing was how bad I felt because I liked him.
Yeah. So what went through your mind the first time that you went to their house when he wasn't there? Because obviously you slept with her, didn't you?
Yes.
Right? When he wasn't there at their house.
No, I didn't ever sleep with her at her house.
Ever at all?
I didn't even kiss her at her house.
Really?
Because I felt that horrible about it all.
Oh, you're such a good man, Toby.
I know.
I'm glad
you're
principled, Toby.
I sound horrendous. But the thing is that in the end, I mean, I left the job really for other reasons.
Yeah.
But there was a small part of me that knew that if I didn't leave, there was nowhere I'd ever have her.
Yeah.
And I thought, she'll make the decision then. She, you know, she used to lie to him all the time about, you know, where she was, who she was with, all that sort of thing. And she used to insist to me, I will leave him, but it's complicated. He's, you know, he's been my best friend for years and I've got a house with him and he couldn't afford to buy me out and I couldn't afford to buy him out.
Yeah.
There were always excuses. Yeah. And eventually I came to the realisation that actually, if I wanted her, I would have to leave and let her make the decision to be with me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't ever really going to happen. And actually, I discovered later on that she was lying to me most of the time as well, because I found out she'd slept with at least one other person while I was down
you
there.
See,
and she was actually a serial offender.
offender. Good word. I mean, they do say that if someone is behaving that way with you, the chances are if you ever did get together with them, they might do it again with someone else whilst you're in the relationship.
The worst thing about it all was that, you know, my sister used to phone me and say, just get rid of her. She's horrible. There's no way that she's, you know, treating you right and she never will. And, and you know, I had arguments.
Was she good in bed?
She was brilliant, actually. She probably remains the best.
Really? That's interesting.
Which possibly tells you why it lasted so long.
I only asked the question because that's probably the main reason. So that was it. So you went your merry way.
So I went up back home and she, we stayed in contact for about 3 weeks or so. And eventually,
Laura's shaking her head here. She's in
I'm
the background.
I'm so disgusted.
Just shaking her head.
You're telling this story as if you're a victim. Your sister was telling you on the phone, oh, you've got to get rid of this horrible woman.
I absolutely had my heart broken by this complete...
I don't care, you're not a victim.
I want to use a word beginning with B, but I can't.
No, you're scarred, I can tell.
She may have been a hussy, but you shouldn't have done that.
I know I was in the wrong. I still think that she was far more in the wrong.
Why shouldn't he have done it?
Okay, what if you had a girlfriend now and she was cheating on you behind your back?
I'm saying,
think what that poor man would have felt if he found out.
I'm saying that I understand that I was in the wrong, but I think that she was far more in the wrong.
Yeah, she was more in the wrong, but you don't even sound like you were guilty. You felt guilty.
I felt awful. I've told you about it.
Yeah, you didn't feel awful enough to not do it.
No, because I thought I was in love with her.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
You thought it was coke.
I thought it was coke.
You thought it was coke.
That's the truth. I thought it was coke.
And that's exactly what.
You just wanted to.
Well, do you think he wanted his physical activity?
Yeah.
Really? Can you tell by the kind of depth of
never really believe that she was going to leave the guy that she was engaged to.
I did.
Every time you dropped her off at that house,
brainwashed.
You really thought that.
I feel like she brainwashed me. She absolutely had a reason for everything.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was 22, 21,
how
22.
How old was she? Older,
she's,
I bet.
Yeah, she was 25.
Yes, exactly, dangerous, yeah.
Was I 22, is that right? Yeah, 22, she was 25, something like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She seduced me.
Yeah, she used you for your body.
That's basically how I felt. I felt used. It wasn't nice.
Yeah, but do you ever wonder what she's doing now?
Do you know what?
Bet you Facebooked.
No, I was about to say.
Bet you Googled.
Every now and then, I just type her name into Facebook just to see. But it was
so
me
dangerous.
That ended it.
Has she married the guy then?
No, she hasn't. I've been told that she hasn't married him. They did split up and he...
She still doesn't want you, even though she split up with him.
Well, do you want to rub it in some more?
Well, no.
In fairness, I don't think I'd want her anymore.
Why would you want to go back to Devon?
No.
If you escaped it once, you should be lucky.
She, you know, used to insist that she would come up to London with me. And when I left, she said, I'll come with you. I'll come wherever you are. I want to be with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, she kept saying it even after I'd left. But I eventually just stopped returning her calls.
Yeah.
And her text messages, because it was the only one I was going to get over it. And it became fairly clear to me that it wasn't ever going to happen.
Did you actually delete her number from your mobile phone?
Yes.
So when it came up, it was just a number, not the name?
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that. Right, how do we get onto this subject?
Your friend Cookie.
Cookie.
Love.
Yeah, well, I just illustrate that, and, you know, it's a point I'm glad we illustrated, because you had a story to tell.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I'm not proud of.
No.
But it
does still... You sound pretty proud of it.
It does still
upset me at times.
Laura's
sitting here quite disgusted by your behaviour.
You know, it sounds like you're not proud.
Yeah.
Well... Okay, I'm not.
I don't believe it. I think you're quite proud of it.
Well, fine.
It's Bloke Talk. It's the weekend. It's City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. If you're listening to this on the podcast, it could be any time of the day or night. We're here. We've got about another 40 minutes to go, and we'll come back in a few moments' time.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
It is the weekend, unless, of course, you're listening to this on a podcast. It's City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool, and it's a Bloke Talk. I'm Duncan, Toby's here, Laura's here as well. We kind of just talk about stuff, you know, there's no script for this radio show. There certainly isn't any format. We kind of just turn the microphones on and just talk, as you would do if you were down the pub or elsewhere. I'm still getting people telling me that we shouldn't call it Bloke Talk because Laura's here.
Any more suggestions?
Increasingly I'm favouring Ladyboy Talk.
No,
we can't call it
Ladyboy
Talk.
Why can't we? There's a Ladyboys of Bangkok.
We can't.
They're doing really well. They're going on a tour around the whole of the UK.
Wasn't it bloke and or bloke plus ladyboy was
yeah?
What was it?
It was bloke plus ladyboy was what you said
it was bloke, last week.
Yeah. Well, why can't we call it that?
I think we could. We couldn't just call it ladyboy
because I'm the bloke, right? Bloke plus ladyboy.
Toby's not a boy and I'm not a lady.
You're not a lady?
End of discussion.
You said last week you were a lady because you didn't leave your knickers on the floor.
Well, my mum emailed in after that and says, she says, I remember a time when you did leave your knickers on the floor.
Yeah, and after
I was a very little girl at the time.
And after the conversation we just had with you and your dabbling in Devon or Dorset, or whichever backwater it was, we can't call you a boy, can we?
No, that's when he became a man.
Yeah.
That's a horrible thought.
So I don't know. I just want to carry on calling it bloke talk because otherwise we're going to have to change the website and you know we've got to get pictures done for the iPod download thing. And
I think
just
it should be changed. I'm still favouring the change.
Bloke talk.
We just need a bird.
Just put a plus bird on the corner of everything.
I like that. Bloke talk.
Plus bird. It would be like in pink or something.
At this stage of the proceedings, and I don't know where we are when you're listening to this at the moment, it could be Saturday, could be Sunday, could be on the podcast, but indeed the person I'm about to refer to, I doubt very much, has on the iPod, and that's the lady in St Helens who doesn't like this radio broadcast.
Oh, is she back again?
Well, she doesn't like it. She wrote in to say she doesn't like it, yet she carries on listening. And I did call her some mad old biddy, and I now feel quite bad about that.
Well, yeah, what did she say? Has she written it again?
She wrote a long letter to the boss of this radio station saying no, it shouldn't be on, and we should all be just, like, you know, buried under cement or something.
If she saved up all the cost of writing letters and sending them and stuff, she could have a nice slap-up meal by the end of the month.
Do you know what I was quite chuffed about? Because increasingly, people don't send letters anymore. You get emails or you get text messages, and this was a two-page letter.
It's nice to receive a
letter,
isn't it?
And it wasn't typed. It was written in biro, blue, not red or green. It was normal biro, and it was there. And I actually thought how chuffed, you know, it is to actually get a letter.
It is nice to get post, even if it's telling you you're terrible.
Yeah,
and that you shouldn't be on
that. It's nice. So, hello to you.
Keep writing in.
Well, do I actually? I get quite excited.
We could each have pen friends that write in and we respond to them.
Now, that is interesting. Did you ever have a pen friend?
Briefly, I think I had one, yeah.
Where?
In Germany.
Germany. Name?
His name was Alex.
Yeah. How did you and Alex get together?
I went on an exchange with him.
Yeah.
And we didn't actually like each other that much, but both thought that it would be good for our language skills.
Yeah. Why didn't you like him?
Actually, I went over there and I had an amazing time. His dad was the physio for Eintracht Frankfurt, which is quite a big football team over there. So I went across the country following Eintracht Frankfurt and they treated me brilliantly and I had a wonderful time. And then he came over here, sort of, 4 or 5 months later, and he transformed into this, didn't speak, sulked
teenager
all day. In 4 months, he just transformed. I remember there was a party when we were there that we had.
It's because he was in England and he didn't speak the language.
He did. Yeah. No, he actually spoke fluent. He'd lived in America for years.
Yeah.
But he, we went to a party in Germany and I made some joke about beer and he was like, oh, no, we don't drink beer or anything.
Yeah.
When he came over, all he wanted to do was to sit in a pub. And it was like, you're 14.
Yeah,
I'd never been in a pub.
Yeah.
maybe you drove him to drink, Toby.
I might have done, but because of the way he behaved and how sort of he wouldn't look my parents or sister in the eye at all, and so my parents didn't bother taking him out or anything.
No.
So it was a bit miserable, and I didn't enjoy having him around at all. So
it was a bad pen pal experience.
It was. But we lasted probably about 6 months of maybe a letter every other week.
Yeah. So when he came over, you didn't send him to Coventry.
Why Coventry?
Well, you know that phrase, when you stop talking to someone, you send them to Coventry. Have you not heard that phrase before?
That's not a phrase I know, no.
I know that phrase.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Because what I was thinking, you could actually take him to Coventry and say, look what your ancestors did. And that one might have made him talk. So what about you as a pet? Did you have a pen pal?
I think I have one, some Irish girl, but I don't remember.
Irish? Why Irish?
I can't remember. My parents used a foreign language
and thought I was as foreign as she could go.
My parents used to make me do all these kind of things, piano lessons, pen friends.
Yeah.
I hated all of it.
I had a pen pal called Timo, and he was French.
Oh.
No, French. And we used to exchange these letters, and you're absolutely right, because your parents or your teachers think it would be really good for your language skills. So you start writing these really pointless letters going, you know, hello, my name is Duncan. I like steam trains and ABBA, you know, and you do that kind of stuff.
What you like?
No, I didn't. I was using that as an extreme example. But then you get this stuff back and it's all kind of like, and you're right, because I think, you know, you talked about this guy coming over and he came over and like wouldn't talk to anyone. I think it's because they're going through the dreadful teenage years and Timo became a goth. So like, I get all these letters about, you know, sort of like, you know.
You're not this... a fan of goths?
Well, I could tell you a little bit about goths because I almost became one.
Oh, did you have long hair?
No. But
I'd
you
love
see, there's something
see
about
long hair.
Don't laugh. There's something about the goth way of life.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I used to, you know, there was a girl I used to go to school with who was a goth in the year above me. And I used to fancy her
I've
so much.
Always fancy.
She used to have black hair. She used to dye
really
her hair
light
black.
Skin.
Yeah, light skin. Mm. She used to always wear like kind of purple and black and stuff.
Yeah.
She was always into the Mission. And heard of the Mission?
Yeah.
Please say yes, because I feel old Wayne Hussey in the Mission, The Cure, The Cult, and she was, and you know what? She was so beautiful, so good looking, and part of me couldn't understand why she always used to dress like
this.
The
word you're looking for is striking.
Striking is a good word.
I think they are striking.
You know, it was like Susie Sue, yeah.
No. Susie Sue
and the Banshees. All right, let's move on.
You've lost
and it was just kind of like, oh God, you are beautiful, and I met her about 10 years later and she ended up becoming a nurse. Mm. And she was, because there's something about the goth way of life, you know, that whole kind of...
Was she still a goth 10 years later?
There were hints of the goth about her, yeah.
I don't think it ever properly leaves you, does it?
I don't think it does. Well, did you consider becoming a goth?
No, I've never considered it, no, but I've always fancied goths, always.
There'll be people listening to this who won't understand.
You should have become one, then you could have pulled one.
There'll be people who won't understand what a goth is. How do you describe a goth?
I think it's the look of a goth is dark hair, very dark hair and light skin and quite alternative looking.
Yeah.
Possibly nowadays quite a lot of piercings as well, but not necessary.
You see, when
not
I was
necessary,
growing up, the goth didn't have piercings.
Big, always, they very rarely seem to wear dresses or skirts, women anyway. Yeah, Tends to be big jeans, always black
boots,
metal stuff dangling from you know, jean pockets and things like that. I'm very light skinned.
You see, what I struggle with when I was kind of growing up and I was at college and there were a lot of goths around, and that was a way of living. You know, that was a kind of lifestyle that people used to opt into, is that the music they were into, some of the bands I've outlined, The Mission and The Cure and The Cult and stuff like Fields of the Nephilim.
I've never heard of them.
Fantastic band. Google them. What would a goth be into nowadays?
Oh, I don't know. Marilyn Manson.
Really?
And I don't know. I think it's stuff that you don't... It just doesn't make mainstream at all.
Yeah.
You wouldn't hear it on Radio City, for example.
No.
Necessarily. Slipknot. Have you seen Slipknot?
Yeah, Slipknot.
Who else would there be?
I don't know. I quite like the idea of one of our friends next door from the Pop Music Channel, maybe Simon Ross, you know, jocking to a bit of the Mission. That appeals to my sense of the absurd. Anyway, how do we get on to goths?
He could get some longer hair.
Timo,
longer
fake my
hair.
Pen pal, became a goth. And, like, these letters went from, you know, him telling me about he used to cycle along on the prom on Mont Saint-Michel and how great it was to be French, to, like, you know, just talking about how rubbish life was, really, and how he's going to dye his eyebrows black.
That doesn't make an interesting letter, I wouldn't have thought.
But how do you respond?
My eyebrows are staying brown.
Anyway, how do we get on to pen pals?
No idea.
Can't recall.
No idea.
Anyway, City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. This is Bloke Talk. We're talking about stuff, as you've probably worked out. By the way, if you want to add any comments about the show, you can email during the week. It's Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, Duncan at citytalk.fm. And you can find out more about this show by logging on to the website, which is at www.citytalk.fm. I'm Duncan, Toby's here, Laura's here, and we're talking about stuff. And we've got some ideas in the future. I've been talking to clever people here at the radio station. We're going to get like a voicemail set up.
Mm.
And what I thought we'd do, because a lot of people say to me, they say, I like that Laura. One, sexy voice.
Yeah.
Okay. It's, you know, it's there.
Even better in the flesh.
That was very...
Two, even better in the flesh.
Yep. That's
three,
me. I've
three.
Got a sexy voice.
Someone said to me, you're level-headed. So what I thought we might do, and we're looking into this, and apparently I've been told it's quite simple to do, we can plumb something into the technology here. And what I thought we'd do is we can get people, if they've got any kind of like problems in their life about being a bloke, all right? I mean, you know, they could be in the situation you were in Devon, for example, Tobes.
What should I do? Should Maybe I leave her?
You know,
will she leave for me?
In Highton, what they can do is they can leave a message.
Brilliant idea.
All right, we can play that out on the radio. You and I can have a chinwag about it. Laurel can give her views. jobs are good.
We should probably explain that we can disguise people's voices, of course.
We can do that if necessary. Yeah. And also, I'm thinking about it. I'm not entirely sure, because I mentioned earlier I quite like getting letters, and I don't know if it's going to work. But, you know, certainly on the email, what I might do is I might open up an email account. So if people have particular situations, not that any of us are qualified relationship experts.
Not in the slightest.
You know, and that would be wrong. But, you know, eyes wide open, you realise that. But if you want a real life take, a real life perspective on where you are in your life, a particular issue or problem that you might be facing, you could write into us and we could kind of like, you know, the benefit of our expertise from different backgrounds, various amounts of experience, we could kind of offer some insight. So that's what I'm thinking in the future. Do you think that'll work?
Well, I've always fancied being a bit of an agony aunt.
Yeah.
So I'd be.
I think you'd make
that.
Quite a good agony aunt, but you'd be harsh at times. But I think that's
you'd be no nonsense,
kind.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I'd tell it like it is, which is
generally generally dump them.
No, not at all. No, I think I'm very good at giving advice. I'm better at giving advice than sorting out my own life.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Well, how much can we all say that?
Yeah.
Difficult to follow your own advice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very easy,
so
isn't it,
true,
to tell
Toby.
Other people how to live their lives and the decisions they need to make, but and not actually carry it out yourself, isn't it?
We can all live our life by these morals that we've got, but sometimes sticking to them is difficult, as I found out in Devon.
Yeah. Do you ever wake up and wonder what Laura's doing now?
No, not really.
Yeah,
I tend
do.
To, in the middle of the day, daydream often because I'm at work, and I think if I'd have been at work back there, I wonder what would be going on.
Yeah,
and then I think at the end of the day, I must check Facebook again.
Number of things I want to talk about before we disappear. I want to talk about, I've been hearing about your obsession with watches.
Oh, no.
And I want to look at this in more detail because it's come to my attention that... You go out of your way to go into various jewellers around Liverpool and try
around the country.
On, around the country.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This
oh
is a countrywide
gosh.
Obsession.
If I'm
Are you aware of this?
Yes, he goes on about it all the time. Sometimes when we go to get a sandwich for lunch, we have to stop off at the watch shop. I think it's completely pathetic.
Which
and
one's
boring.
The watch shop?
There's one down on the corner of St. John,
the jewellers.
St. John's Centre. Yeah, the jewellers.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He calls it the watch shop.
Right.
It is a watch shop.
Because he's only interested in the watches.
Yeah, I don't care about the rings and the necklaces and stuff.
As a woman, and I'm choosing my words really carefully here, but the chances are I might get it wrong. As a woman, is this kind of behaviour, and we're going to expand upon it for the rest of the hour, or bits of it anyway, is this kind of behaviour normal? I'll ask this because, you know, I'm married to a woman who's obsessed with shoes, all right? You know, and most women are, let's be honest. You're all obsessed with shoes, you know, so you find it quite hard. You're not obsessed with shoes?
No.
What are you obsessed with then?
Nothing.
Oh, rubbish. There must be something you're obsessed with.
I'm not materialistic at all.
What do you like in life?
Food.
Food. All right. So would you...
Sleeping.
Booze. Would you...
I can think of something that sounds similar than that the blokes are interested in.
Would you struggle? Would you struggle... To, actually, it's not going to work with you then. I was going to say, would you struggle to go past like an off-licence or a deli without going, wonder they got anything in the bargain bin?
No, I just don't understand this obsession with anything like that. Especially watches.
You see, my wife is obsessed by shoes. So any shoe shop, she'll go and have a look. And she'll go, when have they got that in? Oh, I'll just go and see what they've got. You know, and that's it. And I just wanted to get a female take on it before we explore Toby's actually quite disturbing obsession with watches. Yes, it is. It's not normal behaviour. This is obsessive compulsive stuff.
If it was something other than watches that happened to cost extortionate amounts of money, it would not be an obsession.
Such
it
as?
Would not be. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example of... But I don't know. If it was... People go into... Shoes is a good example, I think. People go into shoe shops all the time, just have a browse and, you know, no real intention of buying anything. They just have a browse and stuff. I think it happens. You go around, I go around, you know, clothes shops. Do you not go around clothes? You probably don't, the way you look, but...
You're the only one laughing there, Toby.
Only because I'm trying to get out of a difficult situation I've got myself into.
Watches are just to tell the time, though. They're not to look good. They're there to tell the time.
Well, that's not true. If they're not to look good, then why do different people have, you know, lots of different...
I don't know.
Different people have different watches,
don't
they?
That's what I'm asking you.
Let's pause for a second.
Because they look different and they, you know, people like different things.
Let's pause for a second and we'll come back and explore your obsession in more detail. You're listening to Bloke Talk. City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
This is a man's world. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
It is Bloke Talk. Thank you for hanging around. I'm Duncan. Toby's here and Laura's here as well. And we're discovering, I mean, Toby's, how old are you?
24.
You have a watch fetish, don't you? You have a watch obsession.
Well,
now,
fetish.
I can relate to this when you talk to females.
I don't get aroused by these things.
You sure?
Yes, definite.
I can understand females who like shoes and handbags. That's part of everyday life. That's human nature. What is your watch obsession?
I absolutely love them. I need to explain as well, which is possibly makes this a bit worse, that these watches aren't just any watches. I mean, I do like watches generally. I like, you know, different looks of different
you
watches.
You go into shops,
but
don't
let
you?
Me
and
just
you
explain that these are very expensive watches
I've heard
that I look at as
do
well.
You go into shops and you say to people, oh, you haven't got that one and I'm really interested in it.
Yeah.
And then they get it in for you, go and try it on, and you go, well,
That sort of might have happened once.
Is that not
twice,
the truth?
Yeah. The thing is that...
Is that not the truth?
What I like is...
You had to get a security out once.
Oh, no. There was a ludicrous watch in one shop that had diamonds everywhere, including all the way around the strap, all across the face, all around the bezel, and I said...
The bezel,
what the hell's
that?
The bezel?
The bezel is like,
bezel?
You know when you've got a diver's watch and it's
no.
got those numbers around the outside and it turns? That's the bezel. That's a bezel, honestly.
The bezel.
That's not a technical term.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, anyway, it had diamonds all over it, yeah. And it was in Selfridges in London, actually. Yeah. And I saw it, and it was about 150 grand or something,
yeah.
And I said, pure, it was horrendous. It was absolutely horrific. But I just thought, just for a laugh, I'll try it on. So I said to him, can I try it on? He was like, well, you can, but it would involve getting security guards out and you know, pretty much clearing the area and blah, blah. So I said to him, no, don't bother. I really, you know, he knew I wasn't going to buy it. It would have been for a bit of fun.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that.
But how many people know that you're not going to buy the stuff? Because you do this quite a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do it
You
all
like
the time.
Your watches and you go into places, you ask to try them
on. I'm incapable of walking past a shop
window.
When
did this start, this watch obsession?
About 2 or 3 years ago,
it
crept up on me because I've always quite liked watches generally to look at, and having a nice watch, even if it was relatively speaking, considerably, you know, fairly cheap. But there was once I walked past a shop in the town where I'm from, down south, and I was with my mum. And
which one was this? Just that what town?
Watford.
Watford.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we saw this stunning watch staring at us both. Literally, just it sort of glinted
listen to
at
your
us.
Language, just staring at us both.
Yeah, it was
isn't an animal object. It's behind a bit of glass. How
it was
staring at you both.
And it glinted in the sunlight at us.
Obsessive,
and it was like 2,500.
It glinted in the sunlight at us. Oh, I'm winking away at you. Come and try me on.
Oh my God, this is
Alice in Wonderland, Mark II, isn't it?
Would you like me to tell you this or not?
Well, I'm not entirely sure.
It was about £2,500, and we thought, like, there's no, you know, of course you'd never even consider it, but let's go try it on. We've got an hour to kill. Got nothing else to do. Let's go and try it on. And
not much going on in Watford.
So we didn't know. It's true. True.
So how many watches have you got then, Toby?
One.
You've got one watch.
Well, one posh watch.
And you're obsessed
watch.
With watches.
One posh watch.
That's
yeah.
That. Yeah, do you not want to buy another one?
Do you know how much I earn?
Yes.
I saved up for a long time to get the one I wanted, and I sort of continue to save in case I find another one.
What's
that,
that
I really
one there? Is that like an important watch? It's, the one you got there.
Well, it's my one nice watch. Yes.
But what is it?
It's an Oris.
What's on this Bellis, whatever the hell it's called?
Bezel. It doesn't have a normal bezel. This. It does have a function whereby. I mean, it doesn't do
has
anything.
Has it got a bezel?
It doesn't do.
Has it got a bezel?
How can it be a proper watch if it's got
rubbish.
No bezel?
Can I just say my watch cost £10 in
has
the sale?
Has it got a bezel?
Do you know what? Do you know what's ironic? Your watch will probably keep better time than mine as well. Yours,
well,
is it battery operated, your watch?
Probably.
My watch is an automatic, which basically means that it winds itself in the old-fashioned way that you used to have to wind a watch.
Yeah.
But it does it itself. But unfortunately, automatic watches don't keep great time.
So
and
you've
they,
got...
they will lose or gain between 4 and 10 seconds.
So why have you bought that?
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I still look at it and go, I'm so glad I did it, even though it was an awful lot of money.
But it's got no bezel.
Rubbish.
Look, this cost me about $80 in a New York. Okay, no, it wasn't New York.
Why did you spend 40 quid on a watch when you could have bought one for a fiver?
Well, because I have. Well, this I like because it's big, and I'm a big person. I like big watches.
Right.
The other watch I have, I got from my dad. My dad's no longer on this planet, and he left it to me. And you'll love this. It's a 1970s Omega.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and do you know what it does? It's got the lovely sweeping second-hand mechanism.
That's what an automatic watch will have.
That is a proper watch, isn't it? But mine keeps time. Yours clearly doesn't.
Well, it does. It keeps very good time. It's just, but that's what a, you know, that's one of the nice things about these watches.
You know when you're second-hand going...
Yeah.
You want it to go...
Yes. That's the difference between an automatic watch and a battery-powered one, or one of the differences.
You've spoken to anyone about your watch obsession?
I speak to lots of other watch collectors.
No, not on Facebook, please.
No, not on Facebook.
You're not a watch collector, this is my point. You've only got one watch.
I would...
Duncan has more watches than you.
I don't think...
You've got 100% more watches than you.
I do own... I actually own...
I've got twice as many watches.
I actually own four watches, but if we're talking on the nice level that I like now...
Sorry, the nice ones.
Yeah, but can I just make a serious point about this? Do you not think that sometimes it's nice to have interest in things that are aspirational? You know, would you never fancy having a Ferrari?
Laura said she's not remotely materialistic.
No.
Earlier, you know, I drive around in a battered 4x4.
Would you like a
Ferrari? No, not remotely. I love my battered
4x4. Would you like a nice house?
No, not really.
Oh God. You two are miserable, aren't you? Would you like a nice house?
I'm not bothered about
it. I'm happy
things,
with my lot.
Really.
Would you not like a nice house? These are things that you'd like.
I've got a lovely 2-up, 2-down. I'm happy in it. I drive around on a battered 4x4. I love it. It's great. What else do you need?
A nice watch, apparently.
One that's got a bellis.
Bezel. And no, it doesn't have to have a bezel. Some of the very nicest watches don't have bezels.
Now, listen, before we end this show, I came into the radio station today and we got this magazine that goes out across a big chunk of the Northwest. It's called Lifestyle Monthly. And you can get it in Southport. It's probably the only thing you can get in Southport. You can get it in Liverpool.
You can get Breitling watches in Southport.
You can get it in Wirral. And I'll tell you what's the only thing you can get in Wirral, because I live there. Chester. And it's free. And it's called Lifestyle Monthly. And it caught my attention because it actually features a man on the front cover. And this is bloke talk, which means, legitimately, we can talk about this magazine. It's the August edition, so when you hear this, it's out now. You can get it across Merseyside. So Lifestyle Monthly. And what made me pick it up was on the front cover. There's a bloke here who works for not this radio station, because he'd have problems with that, lots of words and sentences. But one next door, which is our pop music channel. And he's been on this show before. His name's Rick Vaughan. And
anyone who's got any complaints about the men on here?
On the front of this magazine, he's standing there butt naked, apart from a record player in front of his groin. And what I've opened this up, and I mean, we weren't going to do this, but we're going to have to. I've opened it up, and there's a double page spread. Right, now, I see this bloke on a daily basis, all right, and I love him. I think he's great. He makes me laugh for so many reasons. But this picture, he looks 12 in there. He looks 12 years of age, and in reality, he's what, 42?
His stage age is 28.
I don't believe that for one moment.
That's his stage age. He's at least 10 years old.
He is Radio City's answer to the Terracotta Army. He's so orange, it's beyond belief. So
he liked to call himself a metrosexual.
I'm sure he
does. You should see his kitchen.
Yeah.
It's bright pink. Everything about it is pink.
That's just so
wrong. He has a pink fridge, a pink kettle, a pink toaster.
I think it's cool. I like it.
Everything is pink in his flat.
Right. I think we should get him on the radio. Got his number?
I think we should.
All right, stick up the old what's it there, dial his number, what?
Just say as we're ringing him, he's already denied to me that these pictures are airbrushed, even though we can blatantly see that, so let's...
He's lost about 12 stone.
Well, last time he was on Bloke Talk, he got a good response, so let's get him on the air and find out what the hell's going on.
That is vanity.
I tell you what, though, talking of people who like watches, he's got a Rolex.
I bet it's fake.
Maybe. Still understand.
City Talk 105.9, Voice of Liverpool.
He's probably...
Hello.
Vaughan.
Hello there, how are you?
Barks here.
DB, how are you, man?
You're live on City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. Now, listen, we've got this magazine here. It's called Lifestyle Monthly. You're naked on the front cover. What's going on?
DB, it's funny you should be speaking to me now. I'm actually at the magazine launch dinner bash.
Oh. There's a launch?
I'm here with some salubrious names. I know you won't mind me name dropping for a while.
Go on.
The likes of Les Dennis sat across from me over there. Claire Sweeney's here. Russ Abbott's just walked in. And your arch nemesis, Giles Brandreth, has just rocked up as well.
Giles. Great.
What have these people said to you about your photos?
Listen, they are long life Rick Vaughan fans. And they are just lovers of entertainment, and that's what it's all about.
Rick, I see you on a daily basis, all right? I think you're a fabulous broadcaster. I admire your many skills. But when I see you, you look like you've crawled out of a skip. On the front page of this magazine, you're looking young and invigorated. On the inside pages, you look 12.
The good news is the photographer is available to do you next week.
Is the photographer male or female, and have they got a big paintbrush? Because you've been airbrushed to oblivion.
You are joking. What's that mean?
Well, it means you've got no wrinkles in your forehead. Last time I saw you, you had the Mersey tram across the top of your head.
The thing is, DB, you see me the day. That photo shoot was late at night when I was well awake.
Rick, I was just wondering, have you had any offers from women since they've seen your naked picture on the front cover?
Yeah.
Miss Arms.
Has Margie Clark been in touch yet?
No, but she's due to rock up tonight for some free food.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Rick, have you been waxed, or is that what your body's actually like? Come
what
on.
What you see is what you get.
You're as smooth as a newborn baby.
Listen, it's there for all to see. And the great news is, DB and you guys, is I undertake a 150 Superstore in-house signing, which kicks off next week.
Okay, listen. Now, there's this competition in Lifestyle Monthly, which is out now across Southport, Liverpool, Wirral, Chester, and it's free. There's a competition here. Do you want to meet Rick Vaughan and sit in on his Drive Time show? The prize is for two people. Why do they have to be over 18, Rick?
so we can try and pull
cackle.
Them.
Anyway, to enter, simply...
Isn't that under 25?
To enter, simply finish the sentence in no more than 10 words. I want to meet Rick because...
Well, there you go.
What's the judging criteria?
Yeah, well, what sort of things are you looking for?
people with big personalities. You know, that's what it's all about for me.
Are you honestly telling me that you've not been tampered with in this magazine?
I swear to you, everything you see, there's nothing enhanced. It's all natural. What you see is what you get.
It's nice of them to tell you that, isn't it?
Because, you see, last time we had you on Bloke Talk, people still talk about it because you did open up, didn't you, in quite a big way.
Well, this interview, which you won't reveal all of it, I'm assured, on your show, DB, it's the most in-depth open interview I've given to date.
Oh, yeah. Come on. It says Rick Vaughan likes nothing more than to party with hot girls.
His perfect party involves pink champagne, smoking hot girls, and a hot tub.
That is deep.
Tell you what, you won't fit anyone else into the hot tub.
Oh, that's harsh.
Hey. That is a bit harsh.
Do you know, Rick and his record
player.
I'm going to punch him for you. There you go.
Ow.
Did you hear that?
Ow, from both sides.
Thank you very much for that, guys.
Listen, it's good to talk to you, and thank you. Lifestyle Monthly is out now. If you're a proper bloke and you want to see what a proper bloke looks like, get your August edition now. Does that do you?
Mate, I've got to go. Ronnie Corbett's just rocked up.
Oh, that's one weird mental image. Can you imagine that? Rick Vaughan and Ronnie Corbett. Rick, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, love. Bye.
Love. So there you are. We just thought we'd do that. I'm just staggered by this because actually it takes a lot of pluck and a lot of courage for someone
to get naked.
To get naked.
This time next month, Duncan, that could be you.
Do you think they'd like, look at that. Look.
Oh, he's been waxed.
He's been waxed,
airbrushed.
Hasn't he?
He's been
on
the sunbeds.
Because I've got severe man boobs, okay, and that's because I've got a beer gut and the guts fill up, so it's now manifesting itself in the upper part of my body.
Moobs.
Moobs?
Moobs, that's what they're called.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
So I got moobs, and I mean, there's no way they put me on the front cover of Lifestyle Monthly.
I think they would. You just need two turntables.
So that's it. That has been Bloke Talk. We've talked about all sorts of things in the last 60 minutes. We've talked about Toby's affair. That was interesting.
Well, you know, that's what I'm here for, to open up.
Your watches.
Yes. Yeah.
Laura has morally judged you.
Yeah, it's basically about how terrible I am today, hasn't it?
We talked about Rick Vaughan. And
the only thing that makes me feel better is that Rick Vaughan's on this planet.
How?
That's a good point.
So it's been a good one. Thank you very much indeed. So more stuff to come over the coming weeks. We've got loads of things in the pipeline, and we'll expose those.
Like
we
Rick.
Shall reveal those over the coming weeks. It has been Bloke Talk, and you've been listening to it on City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. Any comments you'd like to make, you can email me during the week. The email address is Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, Duncan @citytalk.fm. Have a good weekend.